Welcome back to Voices in My Head. As always, I'm your host, Rick Lee James, and I'm so glad for all of you who are listening today. We're going to have another great conversation. Joining me on the podcast today is Rudy Valenta from Plan Toys, a company that is redefining the world of children's toys through sustainability and educational design. Plan Toys isn't just creating toys, they're crafting a better future. So today I'm looking forward to just being able to speak with Rudy and just kind of hear his thoughts and his mind on things that are going on with Plan Toys. We don't usually have toy makers on this podcast, so it's a special opportunity. But I'm a fan of toys. My son and I, we go to toy shows, and my son's 11, so he's just about to age out of he's in the collecting phase, but he's not necessarily in the just I'm into playing with toys anymore phase. But I'm really fascinated about kind of the whole way that your company is set up. So, Rudy, thank you for being my guest today. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here and kind of share a little bit about Plan Toys and especially, you know, the musical toys that we design and make, primarily for kids, but, you know, I think a lot of adults, including myself, enjoy playing with them.
Definitely.
Time to time.
Well, and I think it's so important that, you know, young people, music is such a great outlet, and to start them young is a wonderful thing. And that's one reason I really wanted to talk to you today. I wonder, as we start, could you just tell us about Plan Toys, its history, kind of how it started and where you are today?
I would love to. So Plan Toys started in 1981. By our founder, Vitul Veerapongsalan. And he's an architect by profession and just has this overwhelming passion for his community, the world he lives in, and preserving it, or I guess in most cases, making it better. As an architect, he viewed the world a bit differently. He was always curious about how things were built, using different materials in construction, and how architecture taught and influenced those who interacted with it. In his hometown of Trong, Thailand, in the southern part of Thailand, there are fields of rubberwood trees where farmers would collect sap to create natural rubber and latex. So that's an interesting fact that most people don't know, that rubber and latex comes from trees. And so, you know, after watching that, after 25 years on a farm, those trees are no longer productive, and farmers cut them down to make room for the next batch of trees to grow to produce that sap. Growing up, he would see the farmers burn this wood as it was just a byproduct of their industry. And later he grew up, he understood that these farmers were discarding a very valuable building material. So with that, Vitul was also thinking about how he can make for a better tomorrow. You know, how can you teach future generations good habits to protect our earth and be better citizens? And one day he realized you can do that through toys. You know, play is the purest form of learning. He put one and one together to realize he can go to the farmers to buy the wood that they were burning and use that same material to create toys that teach kids through play. So it was just a natural win-win. Farmers not burning wood means extra income for the farmers for a byproduct they would have discarded, less carbon monoxide in the air, and Plan Toys is able to upcycle that rubber wood to create heirloom quality toys that teach children through play. We still have the same mission of better kids, better world through sustainable play. We can maintain the fact that we've never cut down a tree since day one to produce Plan Toys, since this is how we source all of our wood. And we only upcycle wood that's a byproduct from the rubber and latex industry, which we continue to build sustainably into every aspect of manufacturing design, for our marketing, our sales. And to this day, you know, our geometric sorting board, which was the first toy Plan Toys designed and sold, is still in our catalog and one of our best sellings, you know, that families reach to when selecting toys for their kids.
Wow, that is really great. And I love what you said about how important play is. But one of my heroes, Mr. Rogers, who, you know, used to host the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Show, he used to say that play is the serious work of childhood. And I really agree with that. I think that my wife is actually a teacher to preschool children and children with special needs. And she would very much be all about that. And I was going through and showing her some of the Plan Toys website and catalog. And she was impressed, you know, by the toys that you had there. And I know that you make developmentally appropriate toys too. And that's very important. Can you tell me a little bit About the musical instruments, though, I really want to hear, especially because at certain ages and where kids are, they can't just pick up a guitar and play a six string instrument like an adult plays. But I'd love to hear kind of about the musical instrument side of things because we have a lot of musicians who listen into this podcast, and a lot of them have children or family members who are children, and would love, I know, to hear a little bit more about the musical instruments that Plantoise makes.
Yeah, I would love to. So we have a whole category dedicated to musical toys, and that's everything from drums, banjos, xylophones, to kazoos, whistles, castanets. Percussion string instruments are, I would say, our specialty for musical toys. And then as we do that process, it's all about the design and how we look at it. Mr. Rogers is also a hero of mine, I think. Growing up, seeing him, watching him on TV, had a very big impact on me. And with play being the primary way that children learn, we want to make sure that at Plantoise we're teaching children useful skills they can build upon with play, with Plantoise, whether they know about them or not. Our designers go through a similar developmental process of learning skills at around the same age. And so our designers work with childcare experts to make sure that the toys we create match the child's developmental age, either to help them learn that skill or build on a skill that they've previously learned. We do a lot of testing with focus groups under the supervision of childcare experts to make sure children can use the products as intended. And, most importantly, sometimes they even teach us new ways our own products can be used during play.
Wow. Yeah, leave it to the kids to teach us for sure. That's I trust that is actually true. I continue to learn a lot from my son and the children in my life, so I'm grateful for that for sure. Well, what makes your musical toys, do you think? Because you work there and you're around this all the time, so I know that you've probably had a chance to see a lot of different children's musical instruments and toys and things like that. What do you think makes Plantoise musical toys different from others?
That's a great question. I think going back to how much we emphasize, or how much emphasis Plantoise puts on developmentally appropriate items, our musical toys, designs are no different, with that thinking and design. We know that starting around like 12 months of age, children will develop a love for banging objects to create sound and an interest in moving,
That's true, yes.
to a rhythm and a beat. And, that's something that when you see, it might, it's funny, you don't really think about it, but that's something that gets them into music. So we took this knowledge and applied it to like our xylophone, for example. Almost every brand that produces musical toys has a xylophone in their catalog. They almost always have the same traditional structure of xylophone keys on wooden bars being held together by dowels. We did this too, in fact. But then in 1993, our design team challenged this conventional design and invented a new way to assemble our wooden xylophone keys by lacing them with string. We took this inspiration from our the Thai xylophone with bent plywood. Being a Thai company, there's a lot of that Thai inspiration in our products. And at the time, bent plywood was only found in Scandinavian furniture design and wasn't a common technique. Plantoise learned how to manufacture bent wood to create our oval xylophone. The bent plywood gave it a very nice enhanced durability, especially with kids banging, playing it. And then our design team also used density theory to generate a variety of sounds from each key by cutting the wood into slightly different thicknesses. And, different rainbow key colors are on the keys for educational purposes so children could visually see and associate them with different sounds. And I would say, that's a great example of how our oval xylophone is one of the first wooden toys on the market to use bent plywood. And, we're still one of the only producers that use that bent plywood design in toy manufacturing.
Wow, that's fascinating. And it sounds like you probably had some musicians along the way that either have worked with you or maybe consulted, because it really does sound like you've taken time not just to, as you put, it's not simply toys that kids just bang on. It sounds like you've really put some work into the construction of them, the way that an actual instrument is made. So I really applaud that because it gives you some real practical ways of actually using the instrument in the world. So, and are you able to incorporate those same sustainable practices you were talking about earlier into the musical toys, just like all the other ones that Plantoise offers?
Most definitely. And then, that's something that we take a lot of pride in. If you look at our musical set toys, they feature an innovative drum. In 2007, we launched our drum using a new musical innovation by using this cotton latex drums and lightweight plywood. The weight is for, something that I think as adults, we don't always think about. Young kids, they're not as strong, and something that may feel extremely light to us, is something that they have to grasp with their smaller hands and not as developed muscles. So our drums use, that cotton coated with latex. This material combined the sound qualities of leather with color vibrancy to create a visually stunning and sonically pleasing addition to that musical toy collection. And again, our commitment to sustainability and innovation extends beyond material selection. We also developed a novel approach to plywood tubes. Our process results in lightweight toys that are both durable and easy for young children who have not developed much strength to maneuver those heavier objects as.
You guys have thought of everything. That's so important. And I love how you're thinking of the different ages and the developmental abilities that kids have. But here's the big question, okay? Because I have a feeling the audience won't be able to see this, but I'm looking at where you're broadcasting from right now and got a surfboard behind you and some fun pictures in the room. So I know that you're a kid at heart, all right? And so I want to ask you this big question. What's your favorite musical toy that you have at PLANTOYS, and why is it your personal favorite?
That's a great question. So it's also a very hard question. I would say I have two. So first, I would say it's the concertina. I don't have kids yet, but my friend's having kids, lots of nephews and nieces. This is my go-to gift. The reason why it has a vibrant yellow color and it uses this natural rubber. And I've never seen a child not smile after playing it. And so I say it's my number one gift to give. It just has a really great sound to it. And my second favorite gift is our toy drum set. This I love just because it's for PLANTOYS, it's one of the world's first wooden toy drum set. We released it just a few years ago. It was born with a simple idea, with our designers wanting to translate the magic of a real drum set into a safe and engaging experience for children. Like you said, a lot of our designers play music themselves. And they're very passionate about it. So this design cleverly captures the essence of a real drum kit with a child-friendly adaptations, so they can explore the musical side, develop crucial drumming skills like rhythm and coordination, and even exercise by, moving their arms and legs on the cymbal and the kick drum.
And I understand they have rubber drumsticks too, which is kind of a cool thing, because one hard part about drumsticks is sometimes they do splinter, and that's not something you want to give your little ones, is a stick with splinters all over it. So I love the idea that you have rubber drumsticks to go along with the drum set, and that your people who are crafting these toys are taking time to think about, again, I know I've said it before, but the actual musicality of the instrument, I just think is so important. I've tried to buy a few musical, kind of toyish, kind of real instrument things for my son over the years when he was younger, but they never quite, captured that. They always had a button that made an electric sound or something on there. So I love the idea that you're trying to introduce like real instruments into the lives of children. It's just something that's very important to me. Well, let me ask you this question too, just a couple more while we're here together. In what ways do you believe PLANTOYS sets the example for other toy companies in terms of sustainability and product design?
I think we do that in a number of ways. So, on the sustainability aspect, we believe in doing by example. It's important for companies, to share their sustainable initiatives. I think PLANTOYS does an excellent job of not just saying we're sustainable, but showing how we are with data, transparency in our manufacturing, and accountability. For product design, what I think PLANTOYS does differently is that we don't want to create just to create. We want to make a product that children will enjoy and are unique. The world doesn't need 100 versions of the same toys is kind of our thinking. We want to make things that have, the PLANTOYS look and design so we stand out from the rest. And I think those two things are things that we hope others follow suit to make unique toys, and don't just greenwash by slapping the word sustainable on everything, you know, to devalue its meaning just because it's hot. Like, we love seeing that people care about that, and we hope that, you know, it's a very positive movement in the start that, you know, you don't have to do everything. If you can, if everyone just does tiny steps every day, from consumers to manufacturers to brands, to be sustainable, it makes a huge impact. And we hope that, you know, as a company, we can set that example.
Well, for sure. And I really appreciate that part of what you're telling us today. And I wonder if you could share, because I know that Plantoise doesn't just make musical instruments. It was kind of what I was interested in today, because being a musician and having a lot of musicians on this podcast, and by the way, some who are listening are probably thinking, I got to get one of those to try on my next album. You know, I'm gonna, for a little background noises and things, because believe it or not, every now and then, producers and people like that, they get innovative and they'll grab like toys that are musical instruments too, just for like a different sound in the background. So some of them, you never know. Today, there might be some Plantoise on an upcoming album. But I wonder if you could share any upcoming projects or innovations from Plantoise that align with your commitment to sustainability, and just maybe things that are coming down the line, or things that aren't even not musical instruments necessarily, just things that we might be interested in hearing more about.
Going back to that, you know, if anyone is looking for Plantoise items, we always support shopping locally. So if you go to your local toy store and ask for Plantoise, there's a good chance that they'll carry it. And, you know, we hope maybe our musical instruments do find a little sound bites in any upcoming songs for those listening. But to go for your other question of other projects that we're doing, our biggest goal is to be the first global toy manufacturer to be carbon neutral by 2025. So that's something we've been working on for a few years. We have the finish line in sight, and, you know, can't wait to announce it once the project is complete. What I love most about this goal, and one of the byproducts that has come from this as we try and achieve it, is all our products are now labeled with their carbon footprint. So in the process of being carbon neutral and seeing everything, we have to calculate, you know, what the carbon footprint is of every product. And so if you look on any of your products, it has it on there. And I get asked, you know, what does that really mean? And to be honest, it's the value is there for how you want to take it. But I think it's a great way to raise awareness on the emissions created by manufacturing or any product. It just gets people to think. And we hope this is something that you see on every product one day. I look at it as like the new nutrition label of non-consumable goods for consumers. You know, back in the day, you didn't have a nutrition label on products. And when it was first there, you know, everyone's like, what is this? And now it's something that I think a lot of consumers look to and reach while making, you know, purchasing decisions. And we hope that, you know, this is something that you see on all products too as well, to make conscious, sustainable decisions for whatever you're purchasing.
Well, and I love too that you're just not wasting things too, even when you talked about the rubber trees in the beginning and things, and that you've been able to do this as a result of using what other people are done with that was just going to be scrapped and set aside. I love how you're just continuing to make new things out of literally is one of those things that some people would say, well, this is just trash, I'm going to throw it away. But really, you're finding treasures out of it and building great things and awesome instruments and toys and all kinds of things. So I just want to applaud you and Plantoise. And thank you so much for taking some time to be here today, Rudy. It's been a real pleasure to get to talk to you and to get to hear a little bit more about the way that the toys are made. For all of our listeners who are going to be listening to this, as you're listening, as I always say, if the technology works the way it's supposed to, wherever you listen to this podcast from, you should be able to go to the show notes. And we will have links on there where they can go to visit Plantoise, hopefully by just clicking a button or pushing a finger on it. But if that fails for some reason, they can always look up Plantoise online. That's just Plan Toys. And you can find more. It's a huge catalog with some wonderful things. So if you have children in your life or in friends' life, family, they make wonderful gifts. Or maybe you just have an eclectic musician in your life and you feel like, hey, maybe they could use some of these fun toys. I guarantee you never disappoint a musician by giving them an instrument, even if it is a toy instrument, because it's always fun. So, well, Rudy, is there anything that we have missed today that you'd like to talk about before we sign off? I always want to give my guests a chance to do that.
No, it's been a pleasure being able to connect and being on the show, and I look forward to listening to it. And for all your listeners to maybe take a peek at Plant Toys again. It's never play is very important for adults and kids, so don't think that you don't have time every day to play.
I love that. Take some time every day to play. Well, Rudy Valenta, thank you for being one of the voices in my head this week. And as we close out the show today, I do want to say thank you again to all of our listeners. I'm so grateful for each of you. Thank you for not only listening, but sharing this show. Feel free to do that online. Continue to do that. Continue to give us a rating wherever you listen to music from, if it's on iTunes or Apple Music or whatever they're calling it these days, or Spotify. There's so many places where you can get the podcast now. But we appreciate your support and look forward to being with you again next time. So thank you all so much for listening. And in the meantime, check out my website at rickleejames.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.